And now for eyewitness news. This morning, something tragic has just happened. And I now hand it over to Mr. Alex Smith.
This morning, a freak accident has just happened in the dining hall of Camp Corona. Suspect James Bingham has dropped sticky plum jam on Mr. Jack Thompson's toes and foot. Mr. Alex Smith reacted quickly and called the ambulance. We have no further notice, for he is still in a coma.
On the 12th of May, a horrendous catastrophe occurred. Nikita Arun reported a lost shoe. The shoe was her favorite bright pink sparkly sneaker. The poor girl was found hyperventilating near her dorm at midnight. Miss Smith came bounding down to the clinic in a hurry with her hair sticking out in multiple directions.
We quote the young girl's words to the teacher. I don't care if they were just $5. I need my shoe back. I'll die without it. Miss Smith tried to ease Miss Arun and tell her everything was okay, but she is still walking around with only her left shoe. There is a reward of $100 for whoever finds the shoe.
There has been an unfortunate incident at Camp Coronup earlier this morning. Alex Smith has been charged for offence to the Camp Coronup dining room window. This morning, Mr. Smith was reportedly seen touching the window and creating a dangerous fingerprint which was hardly visible. Rory Newman, the bystander at the time, immediately called the police, and a good friend of Alex Smith, James Bingham, alerted the heritage commissioners as soon as possible.
Mr. Smith was taken away and will be spending his last 2 days of camp in prison. His trial will take place on the 27th of February 2017. The Heritage Commissioners are after him for a lot of money. And when interviewed, Mr. Smith admitted that he was only trying to look inside. It is also said that the windows are declaring war against humans.
It was reported that on Wednesday at Camp Coronup, Ginger Williams Buccanara brushed her hair with such a rush, one of her hair strands fell out. She reports that all of her dorm girls were about to call the ambulance. It was such a horror disaster that all the girls did call the ambulance, and she remains in her dorm in a stable condition. However, she blames the whole thing on the brush that she got given in a party bag. She said the brush was from Ellie Gardner's birthday party. Ginger said that if it wasn't for the brush, she could have gone out in public today.
And now for breaking news. Mr. Alex Smith in Camp Coronup has caught the nibbles. Apparently, witnesses say that Alex Smith has been nibbling on his left hand pinky. Now passing on to Hayden Rosmahan, who knows more about this horror story.
Alex has been biting his nails, then his fingers. Everyone who was looking, especially Ruby Fegan, said, OMG, I just saw Alex biting his fingers off, and now there's blood on my dress. Ew! It was a tragic moment for Ruby and Alex.
Now, after a week, Alex has had to get his fingers amputated. Then Alex saw Ruby bite her finger off. That's all for tonight's breaking news. Good night.
Boys of the Year 6 group were reported to be playing a large poker game. As Mr. Collins tried to storm in and catch them, the boys barricaded the door with the snoring whale Hayden. It was reported that Mr. B fell out of a window trying to get into the poker game.
Nothing was working for the teachers, so they had to call the SWAT team. Consisted of Miss Smith, Mr. Zors, and Mr. Baptist. It was later known that Joel Halley and Rory Newman were the main reason it all started. They are now in a detention centre.
Rory Newman was camping at Camp Coronup, Albany. On Wednesday night, Mr. Rory was feeling a bit peckish. He got out of his bed and snuck into the kitchen. He then opened the fridge and discovered some mouldy sardines.
Rory Newman grabbed the tin and greedily shoved them all into his tiny mouth. He then heard a teacher's voice, "Stop that this instant!" He jumped in fright and screamed his head off. He ran down the hallway and rushed into his room.
He then went back to sleep. The next morning, he went to the breakfast room when Mrs. Shuttlehart approached him. "Why were you out of bed last night?" the teacher asked. "I was probably sleepwalking," he replied, when he secretly knew he wasn't.
It was reported that Ruby
It was reported that a girl called Ruby Fegan was telling her roommates to go to sleep. She said to Rebecca Griffiths, "If you talk once more, I will make you sleep out with the kangaroos." So then Rebecca Griffiths said goodnight to her friends, and then Ruby got out of her bed and immediately dragged her out, and she slept there until midnight. Then when the girls from the dorm Eclipse woke up not seeing Rebecca on the floor, they checked everywhere until Nikita said to Lucy with a fright, "What is that thing on the floor?" said Lucy. "I have no clue. Maybe it could be Rebecca." They all got down, first Nikita, next Lucy, then Ruby. They all dragged poor Rebecca around the room until they all doggy piled on her. She woke up saying, "Ruby made her sleep on the floor with the blame of Ruby. It's all her fault," said Rebecca with a loud voice.
Jack Thompson has encountered Om Sharma trying to steal Mr. Beamish's chocolate. But when Mr. Sharma turns around, he got shocked by Mr. Thompson standing behind him and spread out his arms and accidentally hit the fire alarm. A letter has been sent out to Mr. Sharma's parents saying your son has set the fire alarm and you are being given a fine to be paid by tomorrow at the price of $550.
The suspect, Brody Chappell, has been found snooping around Mr. Beamish's room, and he allegedly ate 5-week-old chocolate that was in Mr. Beamish's possession. Brody was sent to the closest hospital, found with worms in his stomach, eating cookies that have been stolen by Brody.
Our witness, Jack Thompson, has said, I definitely didn't dare Brody to eat the chocolate.
Today at 3:30 p.m., a group of young campers at Camp Quarnup in Albany spotted a deadly red killer snake on a bushwalk. Witnesses observed that the poisonous creature looked like it had swallowed 100 children whole. The snake appeared unfriendly and hissed at the nearby children, scaring them half to death.
Master McLean Hardy was interviewed about the snake, and he reported, "The red snake was roughly 35 centimetres in size. It had a long, thick yellow stripe running down its back that looked like a French fry. The pest control is aware of the situation and is warning everybody about the danger of snakes."
After two victims, Jade Susick and Carly Tonkin, got back from the calming relief of roasting marshmallows, we questioned them how many marshmallows they had and what had happened. We gasped in fear. They had had 3 marshmallows each, but we almost cried our eyes out in laughter as they told us the story. "Suddenly, Jade was pulled down by an object unknown behind the door," reports Carly. "I couldn't tell if she was laughing or crying. I took lower ground as I started laughing my head off. It felt like my legs were being ripped off. I was laughing but couldn't tell why.
I tried to stand up, but as I felt something wet but ticklish pass by my leg, I fell down on Carly and rolled around in laughter. I thought it could be the bag monster," Jade reported. "I was gasping for air," said Carly. The police are currently questioning Mia and Yan, the only 2 eyewitnesses of the time. In our view, Jade tripped over a bag, but we are forced to believe it was really the bag monster, as Carly tells us she also felt the wet but ticklish feel of the monster. The police are now hanging as to whether the legend is real. "Check your bed tonight," says the police.
On the morning of Wednesday afternoon, Mitchell Rogers was mumbling to himself,
"I hate writing. I hate everything to do with writing.
A second later, he saw a glowing blue pen in the distance. Reluctantly, he picked up the pencil and drew the word money. Immediately, $2 popped up and fell into his hands.
Wow.
What have you got there, Bunk? The local bully, Bob, was threatening Mitchell. Without hesitation, he wrote the word revenge. Words started flowing from his mouth and he made a threat that scared Bob right off. Mitchell, being who he was, wrote power. Before he could, Om pushed him away. Mitchell wrote bullet and a bullet pierced Om's arm. Mitchell then wrote power and everyone except Om got hypnotized. Om took the advantage of surprise, grabbed the pen and wrote the word
reset.
And everything went back to the way it was.
On May 11th at 10:30 p.m., a mysterious shadow appeared on the corridor of Camp Coronup. One witness was brave enough to speak up, Ginger Mangley. When we interviewed Ginger Mangley, she said,
I was going to turn the lights off outside and saw a ghastly shadow.
There were two main suspects, Joel Halley and a kangaroo named Buck. Both left evidence, Buck's being a paw print on the floor and Joel's being a fingerprint on a nearby window. Both were taken to court, but the charges were dropped as another more important case, a missing eyelash, had just come in. Both suspects were let off with a warning.